Thank you for joining me today in Studio C. Today we're going to talk about excelling in life, and you're going to be blessed. So watch this. I'm so glad you're joining me today for Glorious Living, because living for God is a wonderful adventure. And I have Chrissy with me today. We're going to talk about some great things, Chrissy.
Always great being with you, Miss Kathy, and always great for you tuning in to find out that God has a glorious life for you. And no matter what we talk about, we always learn and grow here in Studio C.
It always builds us up. And this is what happens when you get with people of like precious faith. Yeah. The Word of God comes out and we get stirred up and God helps us all together to go to a higher place in Him. That's going to happen today.
Yes, I do. I love being on this program, and I know you are going to thrive in this program when you watch it. And I have a great testimony I'd love to share, Miss Kathy. It's awesome. It says, I was restless and decided to go on Facebook to try and look up your ministry. God is so good to me. I love hearing from both Jesse and Kathy. Now that God showed me how to find you, I will be listening, watching, and studying with you. Through God's grace and your ministry, my life has changed 5 years ago. Even though I don't have it all figured out yet, I know God does, and I will never be the same.
Praise God. Isn't that
That's
awesome? So encouraging.
It is.
That's why we do all these programs, you know, and our partners help us to do it, because we hear testimonies like that. Thank you for sharing that. And if your life has been changed or impacted through our ministry and any of the platforms, any of the things that we do, let us know. It's always an encouragement. And, you know, we get to share it with other people, because there are other people that are watching that are the same way this person was.
That's right.
I remember hearing a testimony about somebody that they had never heard of us before, but the news media was attacking us in some way, so they searched it out. I think it was somebody in Canada. Mm-hmm. So they searched it out, and they started listening, meaning to just criticize us, but they couldn't stop listening. They started binging, and their life was totally transformed.
I love that
love
so
that
much. Binge watch JDM.
Yes.
We have so much content readily available for you, all free. And man, it's because our partners are just so amazing.
They are.
And we're really doing the work of Jesus here.
That's right.
Love
and it's all about our next guest, who is a big part of that. So excited to welcome back George Gomez to Studio C for the sixth time. George is our Director of Global Media Outreach and recently celebrated 20 years at the ministry. He and his wife, Cherie, have been married for over 17 years and have two precious boys, JD and Gino. George is with us today to discuss how developing a Christian work ethic helps you to excel in life. And George, you really can talk to that.
Yes!
I mean, man.
There he is.
Well, thank you guys
I know
for
you have a good
me.
Team of people that work under you. You have several departments, and excelling in what we do is so important.
Of course, And like we just said, it's 20 years of ministry. I've learned so much here. I mean, God had kind of groomed me in a sense, but as far as excelling, this is where I learned how to excel. Mm-hmm. You know, I've learned so much, especially one of the first messages I learned was fragments. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's more than just monetary. It's fragments in all aspects of life.
Yeah.
You know, looking at the small things that can hinder things.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, it's a big mantle to come onto a ministry this big and say, hey, your part of your job is to make it grow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, and there's always places that you could waste money. When you're talking about fragments, that's one of our messages that's on the JDM app.
Yes.
Fragments. Waste not, want not. Your riches are in your fragments. The story of Jesus when he multiplied the food and he told his disciples, go gather it up so that there's no loss.
Yes.
And what they seemed as loss, God saw as abundance.
Yeah.
And so that was, God wants us to recognize that in fact, there's a whole story about it, which I won't get into it, but we learn to watch things around here, you know, like even the pencils. Do we need to order it? Do we already have it on the shelf somewhere before we order it?
Mm-hmm.
We put a sharpen the pencil to every bid that we get. Yeah. I know you're in charge of purchasing airtime for all of our TV broadcasts around the globe, so you research different things. So it matters, because our partners' finances are important to us.
Yeah, we honor people's seed, you know, so we look microscopically at everything, making sure that we're good stewards of what God has given
us. And it's not fear-based. It's wisdom-based.
No, it's wisdom. Yeah, it's wisdom.
And we have to be a good steward of what God has, the resources God has placed under our care. And, and I know I appreciate the fact that you understand that.
Yeah, I appreciate it too. No, but I think for us, it's like it's a mandate at this point. It's not just a job, it's a calling.
It is.
You know, the Bible tells us that whatever your hands find to do, do with all your might. Mm-hmm. How many of us actually give our might to everything? Mm-hmm. You know, because one of the biggest labors as far as my upbringing and things like that, one of the biggest things that anybody could ever do, their job, their biggest job is going to be working on themselves.
Right.
Any job. Before any job.
What are you looking at me for?
No, I knew you were looking at me.
That was amazing.
I know you were definitely thinking about
no,
me.
No, was nothing. I was thinking of myself.
Okay. If you don't know, George is my boss, but he's also my brother-in-law. So we have a lot of jokes going on right now.
I could joke, but I won't. But no, it's mainly for me.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. But no, I think that's one of the hardest things before you take on any endeavor or anything. Because, I mean, you know, not everybody's success is going to be different. As far as excelling is going to be different.
Right.
But you have to work on yourself first. You have to be able to be what it is that you want to be.
Yeah.
You know, be everything that you're aspiring to be. Yeah. You know, you have to work on discipline. You have to work on delayed gratification. What is a good steward if you're not a good steward of yourself?
Right. Ooh, that's good. It really is.
Not only just in finances, but also your time.
And, you know, it makes total sense because most people that I know really not really pleased with everything about themselves. Yeah. You know, I mean, we make a joke about Jesse. Like, my legs are not, I always say, that's not my best feature because they're kind of chunky and got a lot of little veins in them and everything. Jesse made a joke about it one time. He says, put your leg up here because we're lost. I want to fit the map.
Oh.
He's horrible.
He's still alive. I laugh along with it. That's my fault, I guess. I laugh at his jokes. But the point is that there's always going to be something about us that we don't like. You pick the most beautiful person.
Yeah.
They seem to have everything together. If you really sit and talk with them, there's always going to be something that they're not happy about. And part of that is not always a bad thing. We always need to be striving to improve ourselves, work on ourselves. But we need to think instead of just the outside, which is what people spend probably 99% of the time thinking about. But think about the inside. Our spirit life is so important.
Yes.
And so when we apply the same principles in every area of our lives, this excelling concept works spiritually, physically, financially.
All
take
areas.
Care of your finances.
Exactly.
The word says take care of your field without, and then you take care of your house inside. So take care of your job.
Take care of your job,
because if you don't have the job, you can't take
exactly
care of your house.
That's exactly
and it's
it.
All works together.
And I think what happens is we're in a culture now where we're so enamored and fixated on watching other people's windows when we're on social media, looking at all these rewarded things, not understanding what happens to even get there, but not only in comparison also, you know, but we are so enamored with the reward without the uphill climb.
So
you know, you have to have the discipline to run it and to actually work it and to almost in a sense be let fun and leisure be arbitrary. There's so much to do at this point. You know, and that's what I try to teach my son a lot, because you know he's a child and they're both little and well, I have fun with them and stuff, but I'm almost like I'm known for not too much vacations. That's like an inside joke thing. But for me it's like I compare myself to the men that had to work the fields back then. If you didn't eat, I mean, if you didn't hunt, you didn't eat.
Sure.
You know, there was no vacationing from that. It's not like I'm against vacations or anything like that. But as for me, I have a larger discipline on that because I don't like taking vacations from life. You know, life is a vacation.
Well, you're
to
having
me.
Fun doing what you do.
I'm having fun doing what I'm doing.
And doing what you're called to do, too. Yeah.
Yeah. True. So that's one of the things is that when you apply that now to a believer, you know, we have to be not just good stewards in the finances, but in your time, in discipline, and also in the sense that, like I said, I'm watching this culture now, and all I see is giant infants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just infants. No one's growing up. No one's stepping up to
immaturity.
The plate.
Immaturity.
A lot of immaturity.
It's all about me.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, and the Bible calls us to be altruistic, to be self-sacrificial for the others. You know, because right now, no matter what your struggle is, we're always going to find ourselves in some kind of unearned privilege, meaning I'm in this ministry, but it took the sacrifice of you and boss.
Right.
So for me to come in now, I can't take the credit for most of the stuff that's been happening. That's you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to honor those unearned privileges we've had, we've been given.
Mm-hmm.
So we every time something's easy for us, someone paid the price for it. So we don't just sit back and say, okay, well, I'm sitting here now, everything's fine. No, you work to grow it.
That's great.
You know, you have to be... You have to be a good steward of what God has given you.
Right.
You know, whether it's your family or because like I said, to be a success can be many things. It's not just necessarily a monetary thing or a big thing. It could be someone who's never seen, but they're the pillars of that place. Mm-hmm. You know, they're holding down the fort. You know, so it's like Chrissy knows this about me. I go to bed exhausted, tired, because I want to make sure I'm wrung out in every area. You know,
it's
in every area. So it's like when I leave work, I'm all.
That's what your sister tells you.
Oh, yeah.
But you sleep all through the night, George?
Not really. Not really.
And he hates naps. Let's not start there, please. Don't take a nap.
I was not going to go there.
Well, you brought it up.
A little sleep, a little sleep.
Because you nap all the time. He's always giving you a hard time.
You don't tell. Listen.
I heard that.
It's an inside joke.
I used to nap.
She used to.
Before the baby. Who can nap
now
with the baby?
So I would walk by her all the time, and I'd say, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms, and poverty will hit you like a robber.
And that's in the Bible.
That's in the Bible.
It's Proverbs. Very wise. So little sleep. Little cat nap. Now it's just...
Then, but it does say God gives his beloved sleep.
Yeah.
And so it's okay.
Thank you. See,
at
it's
night.
Balance.
There's a balance.
At balance.
At night. There's a time for everything.
Amen.
No, I'm just not a napper. I don't do too much leisure.
Well, you know, everybody has a different energy level. My husband's the same way. I mean, he could get away with just less hours sometimes. And he's got, I mean, he's like the Energizer bunny. We're all trying to keep
y'all
up.
Are, you know,
because he goes nonstop. And I get up in the morning. I'm on a real late, lazy morning. I like my coffee. I like reading my Bible, relaxing. He's on the treadmill like within 30 minutes and sweating up by the time.
That's why I don't feel bad when I see him. I'm like, okay, I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah. Or if you travel all night getting back, he's in the TV studio the next morning.
Always working.
He's the hardest worker. That's why it's like, man, how can you just...
Well, you know what? It's a vision. It's all about a vision. He sees what God's calling him. And I do too. I'm preparing, preparing all the time for different things that I'm responsible for. And but it's a joy. But God helps us to do that. It's all about vision. You keep the vision in front of you. It will stir you up. It'll get you up early in the morning. It'll help you to plan the day out and to take care of the business you're responsible for. Yeah. But do everything with excellence. We try to lead by example. And, you know, every time we're happy whenever we have a conference and everything went wonderful. But we always want to go higher.
Yeah.
We always
want to,
okay, we want to go to the next level. We always want to be improving. We don't just sit back and relax on what has been. We want to move forward and always go at a higher level. And give that, when people come to our meetings, we want them to have an experience of feeling loved, feeling the presence of God, of course, but feeling appreciated.
That's so
this is why even whether we do meetings, whether we do develop a magazine, which is how you came on in the first place, you came in to help
with the
magazine and as a designer, then you rose up to become, because you did things with excellence, easy to work with, always wanting to do better. Take care of the details. Things were done on time.
Yep.
No, we didn't miss any deadlines. So then you became the supervisor. Then you moved on to another. Now you're the director of the global broadcast.
Yes, ma'am.
You're
so awesome.
You're over the IT department. You're over the security department. I mean, how many more departments? I mean, no wonder you can't sleep. Is it my fault?
Sheree,
please forgive me.
Sheree, forgive me. No. We have a great team. So that's the thing. It's the team. We have a great team that think this way, too. So it's not all on me.
Yeah,
it's
I know
them.
We're all pulling
they're
together.
All,
I know you rely upon a lot of great people.
Oh, my team's phenomenal. They're a great team.
You always say that about them. You're always pulling them up.
Yeah, they're a great team. I mean, they're very, very efficient. They're very time efficient, too, which I love. They're very quick with
what
they do.
And we all have the same, precious, like vision.
Yeah.
We all want to reach people, change lives, one soul at a time.
It's so true.
Which is why I started
it.
With working with yourself. Because the thing is that even part of a team, you have to bring something to the table. You know, it's very easy to be vague. So that's why there's safety in being vague. So that's why I love working with Boss, who has a vision, because there's a concrete vision to where we're going.
Yes,
you know, there's nothing aimless about it. There's no vague, you know, and that's what pumps me up to understand. You know, Excel looks different to many people, but know what you're going to do. You know, a short story that I had, I mean, when I was younger, when I got to the United States, right, I came and I was from Honduras, and I came during the summer, so there was no school, and I came to live with my grandparents. They don't know anything about childcare. They don't know anything about bringing me off to somebody else. It's like, no, you're going to work. So my grandfather put me to work the moment I got here.
And how old were you?
8 years old.
Eight?
I was just turning eight. And I'm sitting
Barbie
there dismantling sofas. Because he knew how to make sofas. So I'm dismantling stuff, and I'm working, got a lunch period, got everything at 8 years old. So they put that work ethic in me from the very, very beginning. You know, and then at home, my father, because he traveled a lot for music, when he was home, my dad would never sit. He's actually the cleaner in the house. So he'd get up and mop and sweep and do, he's like, find something to do. Mm-hmm. You know, be purposeful with what you're doing. So by the time I went into the workforce, I had all that in me.
Yeah.
You know, to understand that there's
good.
You know, that there's no, there's, you don't, you're just leisure.
What are you giving your boys to do?
Oh my goodness. I'm actually easier with them because of my wife. Yeah. If not, it'd be outside. I'm like, just move that over.
Yeah, go rake the leaves. You know, we just came through a storm not too long ago. And I remember when we were driving down the street, I could see these little teenagers of maybe 10-year-olds with a rake. You could tell the daddy's teaching them. I thought, this is wonderful.
Yeah, it's
they're
great.
Learning to pull together, and they're pulling it because they're picking up the little branches in the yard and the leaves and all that. But you need to involve the whole family when you have a project. If the house gets hit with something, let's all pull together.
Yeah, we all pull together.
Let's pick up something, do something.
It's so great to see, too, because they're my nephews, JD and Gino. And actually, I think it was yesterday, he texted me.
Oh,
JD loves graphic design. He wants to follow in the footsteps of his dad. And he said, he showed me something he worked on. I said, well, you know what? I want to pay you. I want you to make me a poster for my jewelry business. And I want it blue. I told him everything I wanted, what I wanted it to say. He was so excited. And I Venmo'd Cherie. I sent her some money. I said, make sure to pay this to JD for a great job. And it was just cool to see how excited he was.
I got my first client.
I was his first client. He did a good job. I have a list for him to do. But you can really see, you know, just me being their aunt and seeing them, that you're taking not only the excellence and applying it here at the ministry, but at home with them. And it's sparking something in them. And I believe that's missing in this generation.
Oh, yeah.
People really aren't instilling that in their children at a young age. How important is that?
Well, we're not multiplying ourselves and we're not discipling anymore. You know, so it's with especially with my son, like he wanted to do graphic design. Yeah, I can take the time with you, but I want to see what he wants to do. You know, I want to see it come from him. So now he's taking graphic design classes that my wife was able to bring him to.
Because she's homeschooling.
She's homeschooling. So again, that's another work. She's full time. You know, no one works as hard as she does.
She really is.
So that's
awesome.
Why I come home and I help her, because I mean, she's been doing a lot the whole day, the whole house, the cleaning and the everything, you know. But she's invested in my sons also for them to be equipped with a trade, to understand how this is. It's not just fun, there's work behind it.
Right.
So I even told them yesterday, I said, would you like me to be, because they call me Papi instead of Dad in Spanish. So I said, do you want Papi to be all like, oh, you did a good job, everything's great, or you want me to be a boss? He said, all right, be a boss. Okay, this is wrong, that's wrong.
I said, constructive criticism.
Yeah, I said, this has to be legible, make it this way. And he just started out. But I want him to understand that, you know, not everything's going to be given to you.
Yeah.
Not everything's going to be easy. You have to work for it and understand
how to. There's a fine line with that, to not discourage them.
No,
George?
No, not at all.
Because, I mean, you got to applaud some good. Find
of
something
course.
Good.
Yeah.
And parents, just to give you a little pointer. Find something good that they do, and then you hit the other things.
No, he knows that. You should see the text. I praise him a lot, but I also give him that. So
you
he
have
can,
to.
You know, so
both
he can understand
of them.
How
then
to
it
do
has
it.
Value to it.
Yeah.
Exactly. He really respects your opinion.
That's so true.
At that
he
point.
Sends me everything that he does. But it's I think
awesome.
It's a wonderful
really
thing,
is.
Especially in this
Maybe
age.
Maybe we can hire him one day.
That can happen.
He'd be great.
But I think this generation's missing that. You know, we're missing a lot of that, especially when we're looking at one of the things that I was watching the other day was back when they were doing the rioting and watching all that happen, you know, as the country was just being broken up. The psychologist said something that struck with me. He said, you know, all of these men and these young men and these young women, they're out there protesting about something that they don't like. How does their room look?
Wow.
How does their space that they actually own look? How does that look? How is their life? Mm-hmm. Because we're so used to protesting about the things we don't have, the things that we think should be different, but we don't take care of our insides. Mm-hmm. We're not taking care of what the corner of our world, what God has given us and to be domain over. What does that look like? Because if that's chaotic, what are we doing asking anybody to do anything?
Right.
You know?
That's so good.
So that's something that struck with me. And I mean, there's many things that have happened throughout my life that, like I said, it's not like not everyone's going to reach the same level, but there can be excellence in all things that we do.
And that's so true. When you go to a restaurant, you hope that chef is striving for excellence.
Because if not, send me the back.
Not just in choosing the elements of the food, but that he's clean.
Yes.
I mean, there's excellence on a lot of different levels, but we all expect this when we buy a product. We want someone to have done their best to prepare it, so I don't have to send it back for fixing it all the time. So it happens. It works on every area of life. And if all of us would do unto others as we would want them to do unto us, which is the golden rule, I think the whole world would be a much better place to live. That was Jesus's idea. That's God. That was a God thought. And so it's if you want someone to serve you with excellence, serve them with excellence.
That's beautiful.
Be one that does an excellent on your job, and that way it'll come back to you. It's the principle.
And I think that's an awesome point, because that transcends. It transcends even when you leave. If you leave that place better than the way you found it, other people get to enjoy it. So it's not really just about us. It's a generational thing, mm-hmm. you know? So that's what I try to instruct even my sons, you know, I said, look, there's things I may not be able to accomplish that you can, you know, and then your sons or your daughters can do it, you know? So it's really not just about us. And that's what I think has happened is that we made it all about us as if we're the main character. We're really just extras in God's agenda. Ooh. And God has this agenda. He knows what he wants to, you know, to happen on earth before he comes back. And he's given us so many things. I mean, we're blessed. We're a blessed country. We're blessed to even work. I mean, one of the things that stood out with me was the story of James Braddock was this boxer who lost everything during the Great Depression.
Cinderella Man.
It's a great movie.
I love that movie.
I love that story because there was one part in there that, I mean, I was younger when I saw it. I was in my 20s. And when I saw it, it struck me so hard because while he was trying to find employment, he went to the docks, right, where they were loading and unloading. But he had broken his hand boxing, and he could not show his weakness. And when he sat
he'd have lost the job.
He would have lost the job. So he sat there and he grabbed it with tears in his eyes and his arms broken and he just brought it up there. And I said, man, that's manhood right there. Mm-hmm. That's strength right there to even, hey, you're hurting it, but the privilege to work as these men have. So I find it a privilege.
It is.
You know, to serve
others.
And
he needed the government assistance at some point. Yeah. So he didn't want to take it, but sometimes people need that hand up.
Yeah.
And he took it for a while, but when he got better, he had money, so he went and paid it back. Did you see that part of the movie?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And so that was such character. He wasn't a taker. Mm-hmm. But God will always put people on our path to help us, or there are institutions in our government to help us. But don't stay there. People maybe get in a rut, but if you just stay there, you'll go farther down. But God will always give you opportunities. Begin to believe in yourself and trust God that you can do more. You can do better.
Amen.
Use those things that are around you, but let it help you to get to that higher level and begin to do everything that you do in excellence, no matter what job it is.
No matter what
if
it
you
is.
Have a job of sweeping the floor, be the best
Amen.
Floor sweeper.
Yeah.
And eventually you'll be noticed and then you'll go on to another level.
Because if
they can trust you to take care of those details, they'll be able to entrust you with more details. It's a biblical principle. Jesus taught on that. You know, if you've been given much, much is required.
Much is required, yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I love it. And George, 20 years at the ministry, you know, I'm making 5 years coming up in 2025. And so just being involved with the team and seeing the excellence and seeing what goes into all of our things, so many things we do, whether it's broadcast television, print media, books, our app, with so many hundreds and hundreds of messages with content, really just working alongside of you, under you, and with the team's been a joy because, and you, of course, Miss Kathy, because there is a level of excellence that we want that seven-star experience.
Six stars.
Six
we have
star.
Sevens like heaven. That's a heavenly number.
And it's the truth because I believe that people watch and they recognize that and it makes them want to pursue their dreams and want to keep going. I know God's word's full of so many beautiful scriptures and references to why we need to work with excellence.
Yeah. And I think whenever we encounter any job or when we go to any place, we need to be their investment rather than their expense. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to be someone worth investing in.
Yeah.
Someone, because that's what they are, whether it's an investment in emotional or monetary or in time, you're investing into people, you know, and you need to have that return on investment. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure that you are a wonderful harvest that they were able to sow. You know, so I think all need to come in with that mindset instead of, hey, what's in it for me?
Right.
Or what can I get out of this?
Right.
Like, and I understand opportunities, but we're not to be opportunists. You know, we're to go and sow.
Yeah.
You know, and many times even without the things we may want to see.
Right.
You know, because we don't know what the next step may be, even if it's for just a season. You know, but we have to better the place wherever we go as believers, especially as a testimony.
Yeah.
So if you are a believer and you understand that you belong to Christ and you're in the workforce, you've given a testimony at that point.
That's right.
You know,
right.
And your testimony cannot be forfeited by certain attitudes, by certain
demeanors. So many people, because they're a believer, they expect people to give them a free ride or to overlook a certain thing. But we should expect a higher standard. For people who present us to maybe do a job because they're a believer. Don't hire them just because they're a believer if they don't do a good work.
Yeah.
And pay your bills. You know, some people don't they get work from somebody, but they don't want to pay them. I mean, there's a lot of things that come into play with this. Yeah. But it's important that, you know, God says, whatever the word tells us, whatever you find your hand to do, do it as unto the Lord and with all your heart.
Well, that's the scripture I brought up.
And
the
reason, you have some paper there.
Yeah. So the reason I brought that up is because our inheritance comes from Him. It was in Colossians where you were saying, it says, whatever you do, work with all your heart as working unto the Lord and not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. Mm-hmm. So the thing is that you're looking at the great master. You know, it's like someone playing a recital and everybody stands up to cheer, but you're not looking at them. You're looking to where your teacher is to see if he approves of what you just did.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the vision to have on this thing, because, you know, we're humans. We may fail one another. We may not have the expectancy. We have false, you know, unrealistic expectations with one another. But when you work unto the Lord, you understand that you're just being responsible and a steward of what God has given you, mm-hmm. the privilege that you have. I know many people now who have reached a certain time in their life where they're not able to work or they're not able to do things. And what wouldn't they do to go back or to be able to do the things I'm doing? So I don't forget those things.
Right.
You know, even within my family, I can see, you know, somebody may not be in that position anymore. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, man, they probably would just want to get up and go do something, you know? So I see it as a privilege.
It is a privilege. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's good that you see it that way. And we all need to realize that the work that God gives us, it's a privilege to work for Him.
It is.
Yeah. It's a privilege to do what I do in my day-to-day life,
sure
to serve the Lord and to work with a team of people like God has given me to work with. I so appreciate both of you. It makes my job that He's called me to do so much easier because it's a team effort. I couldn't do it alone. I wouldn't want to do it alone. But because we're a team, we're able to go to a higher level. We're able to get more things done, reach more people, change more lives.
Yes.
Like we say, one soul at a time. Every soul is so important.
Yeah.
And we realize that when whether it's designing a book cover, which you often do those for us, or Chrissy preparing a post of some type or working on some management thing that you do with marketing and things, those things are important because it's going to impact lives.
Amen.
Yeah.
And whatever we do, we know we're doing it for the ministry, of course. We're doing it to help other people, but ultimately, we're doing it to please
God.
And it's all done for His glory.
It sure is.
All because of Him.
He who wins souls is wise. So to me, it's a command. Like I said, everything that we do, it's partners that give into this ministry. It's not a stagnant ministry.
No.
You know, we're moving so much and so fast to be able to reach people and change lives one soul at a time.
I was just thinking about, too, I know we're kind of getting out of time, but I don't want to forget the whole push that we had to reach the Spanish-speaking community, which that was really on your heart a few years back. And it's really amazing to see the supernatural growth. It's just multiplying.
Yeah.
And we're getting more and more comments. We're able to read some testimonies that are translated into English for me to read. They're written to us in Spanish from Venezuela, different places in Central America, all because of that vision that God put on your heart. And we did it with excellence.
Yeah, we did it with excellence.
And we're still, every social media post and even the broadcast now, I believe, is in Spanish as well.
The magazine is in Spanish.
It's in a digital format. But that's because it's all unto the Lord. It's getting His message out so that more people can be reached, more people can be changed.
Amen.
It's happening.
It's happening in a timely fashion, too, because there's a lot of those countries, like you said, Venezuela, they're hurting right now.
Oh, yes.
You know, they're going through a lot of hard things.
They're looking for answers.
They're looking for answers. So it's a timely thing that God has done with us.
Yes.
And I believe there's more to come.
It's so
good. It's a privilege.
Oh, yeah. It's an honor to work at this ministry with excellence.
Yeah.
Yes.
And before we close, I want to thank our partners. Please, thank you so much for being a part of what we're doing. We consider you an integral part of everything we do.
Right.
Together, we're reaching people. We're changing lives one soul at a time. If you're not a partner, there's always information on the screen so you can be a part of that. And know that every seed that comes in here, we pray over it. We believe God with you. Prayer requests come in all the time. Our team prays together. We hear testimonies of results, the answers for prayer, because it's so important to know that we serve a living God that's doing great things in the earth today. And He's going to use every one of us to go to that higher level. And I believe that God is touching your life even right now to show you that you can do whatever it is He's called you to do. Do it with excellence. And you do it as unto Him. And you're going to get a great reward in heaven one day. And maybe even on the earth too.
Amen. That was
good. That was great.
I love that.
Awesome.
Well, thank you, George, for being
back
with me again.
Thanks,
six
George.
Times.
Six times the charm. Yeah. Guess what? No naps today, George. We're going to go home. We're getting to work.
That's funny.
I joke, but thank thank you so much. Really, I know it's motivated a lot of people watching.
Amen. Amen. And thank you so much for watching today and being part of this great program right here at Studio C. I hope you'll watch me this program next week. I know that God's going to touch your life and change you in a magnificent way. God bless you.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.